This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today, Richard Skipper. He's going to be talking about why it's so important to celebrate each other. Richard is an entertainer, raconteur, arts advocate, theater historian, and promotions marketing guru. He does this all under his brand of Richard Skipper Celebrate. He's passionate about people, empathy, and the arts. He was a product of 1960s and 70s television shows, and he dreamed of being a part of that show business and has achieved that dream. Welcome to the show, Richard. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show, and a big hello to all of your listeners out there.
Oh, that's really sweet. So tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you do.
Well, how much time do we have? We have half an hour. Well, I'll tell you very quickly. As you said, I am a product of 1960s and 70s television. I was born February 11th. My birthday is next week, 1961.
Thank you.
In a small tobacco farming area in Conway, South Carolina. Which also happens to be the birthplace of Vanna White. Vanna and I were born in the same hospital. Yes.
No, that's so cool.
But, well, cool for her or cool for me, who knows. But that and a subway token will get me nowhere. But anyway, I grew up. I am the oldest of four children. My father, believe it or not, is the oldest. Is one of 10. And my mom...
Yeah.
And this gets everyone. My mom is the oldest of 16.
So,
yes. So I grew up with a huge family, surrounded by family. But I grew up watching television specials and variety shows in the 1960s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up at a very fortunate time that I really wish we could go back to. And that was a time where we had three networks, ABC, CBS,
yep,
and NBC. We didn't even get PBS in my hometown. And
oh my.
It was just those three networks. And as you remember, you may be a year or so younger or older than me, I don't know. But we grew up in a day where TV shows would go on at 6 or 7 in the morning, and they would sign off at 1 a.m. with the national
mm-hmm.
anthem and the cast pattern. And
yep.
Because though there were only three networks, number one, and we didn't have all the other distractions of iPhones and social media and all of those things, our families would sit together and watch these shows. And
mm-hmm.
I would grow up seeing these stars from my generation share a stage with those from my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation. And families could always sit together. I remember when primetime was the big thing, and there was such a controversy because of the censorship issues that were going on about what could or could not be acceptable
mm-hmm.
from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock at night on television.
Right.
But you could rest assured that I could sit with my parents and not be embarrassed by something
mm-hmm.
that was going to come on television, and vice versa. So I grew up watching all these great entertainers, and that was the show business that I wanted to be a part of. And so when I was 13 years old, I made my debut in a local theater company. They were doing MAME, and I was lucky to be cast at that. And also at that time, I was reading a book called The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol. And it's still available. You can get it on Amazon. It's available on some Barnes & Nobles. But this book said, set your mind on a goal like a homing pigeon and go after it with dogged determination. I don't know what it was that possessed me. I was reading this actual passage on August 5th, 1974. And I remember that date because I closed the book and I went into my parents' mind you, and I love my parents dearly, but they had never been beyond North and South Carolina. My father was in the Navy and mm-hmm. served time in Cuba, but my parents were not travelers. They did not, you know, they were blue-collar family. And I go in and I announce to my family that 5 years from that day, I was going to go to New York. And, of course, my parents looked at me like I was speaking in tongues or I was speaking a foreign language or something. It just did not register that there was a possibility that this would ever become a reality. But my mind was made up. So every year leading up to August 5th, 1979, on the 5th, it was a very special day for me. I would announce to everybody within earshot, 5 years from today I'm going to New York, 4 years from today I'm going to New York,
wow.
and so on. And on August 5th, 1979, with $500 in my pocket, having never flown before, I came with a one-way ticket to New York City. And the rest is history.
Wow. Talk about daring.
It was scary. It was very scary. You have to realize that August 5th, 1979, New York was a very different New York than the New York that we live in now. As a matter of fact, yeah, I have a show all about my experiences coming to New York at that time. And in the show, I said I had this vision of breakfast at Tiffany's and Sunday in New York and barefoot in the park. And when I got here, I was in the midst of Taxi Driver, Midnight Cowboy, a completely different New York than the one I imagined. Because New York was still very gritty at that time. It was going through a major change. It was just on the end of the bankruptcy. Remember when it was announced that New York was going to go bankrupt? And I think it was Gerald Ford who, when New York asked for substance, said drop dead. I mean, it was a really bad time for someone to come to New York. But my dream was bigger than all of that. And that was what kept me going.
Yeah. You know, it was really, you could say it was a really bad time, but it was also a really great time. I worked in the World Trade Center at that time in New York City, because one of the first things I did was work in international trade. And so I thought it was wonderful, you know, the building.
It was a wonderful
city,
time to be in New York. I absolutely loved it. And I will tell you something. New York, I don't know when you were last here, but it has changed so much, and it's a very clean city. It's a very safe city. Crime is actually down in New York City right now. But the unfortunate thing is with progress comes steps backwards as well. And unfortunately, a lot of the character of New York that I've known over the past now going on 41 years has changed a lot. A lot of mom and pop businesses because of the economy have folded. And so right now you've got a CVS on every corner. And if it's not a CVS, it's a Starbucks. And you've got all of these buildings. It looks almost as if New York was like any other major city in the country. It doesn't have what it had when I first came here. And yet, I still love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened across the country. In Florida, it's the same thing. It's a CVS or Walgreens. I'm in Southern California, CVS or Walgreens on every corner. It's taken over our country, but there's still that specialness about each city. And I love New York as much as you love New York, Richard, and I haven't been there since 2010, but I still love the city. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, what an authentic way to be. You know, as a young man, you were really young. Tell me a little bit about what that felt like in the face of your parents, your huge family. You know, how did it feel to have your dream and know that you were going to go for that in midst of everybody else's probably what I would call skepticism?
Well, calling it skepticism is putting it mildly. I mean, my father, and I don't fault my parents. As I say now, you know, with age comes a little bit of wisdom, and you realize that my parents must have been just as petrified as I was, that their son was leaving and going to, again, a New York that was pretty gritty at that time, and someone who had never been anywhere. I didn't have any life skills. I literally came just a couple of months after graduating from high school. But I was 18 years old, and I was discovering who and what I was all about by living life and being out there on a daily basis. You make mistakes, you grow, you reach a point where, and I'm still growing, I'm still learning mm-hmm. who I am and what I'm all about. But I believe that now, better than anyone, this is going into my last year in my 50s. I will be 60 next year, and I'm actually excited about turning 60. I mean, I feel that I have reached a plateau in my life where mm-hmm. I know who I am, I know what I'm all about, and I can be comfortable with some of the greatest names in show business or someone who's just getting off the bus themselves to pursue a career in this business.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that.
And that comes with time. It
yes.
comes with life, living
it
life.
It does, big time. So what do you think is your main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, you summed it up perfectly at the beginning of the program. We need to start celebrating each other. I mean, this tribalism that's going on in this country right now scares the hell out of me. We
mm-hmm.
need to celebrate each other, and we need – one of the things that I started doing just before I went on the air today, and I hope my friends watching or listening out there, who made a comment that he was leaving Facebook for a month because he just needed to get away. You know, even in – you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that's not the issue. We need to find what brings us together as human beings. We need to celebrate that. So one of the things that I started doing, I disconnect on Sundays. I turn my computer off. I'm not on my phone if I can avoid it at all costs. And I get out of the house. I get out there mm-hmm. and I'm living. I'm connecting with the people that I'm with. And I don't have my phone with me. And if it is with me, it's turned off.
Wow.
And this idea that everyone's checking their phones every 5 seconds, if you are obsessed and you're watching what everyone else is doing, you're not living your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I do, I get up each morning, I get my coffee, I sit at my desk, I have a room in my house that is my office. I open that door, I turn on the lights, and I go, it's showtime. And then I sit at my desk and I have two mantras that I say every day. The first is, it's time to put on your blinders. I can't be thinking about what my neighbor's doing. I can't be thinking if someone else is getting a role that I wanted or that someone got this or whatever. When I find out that they are, I celebrate them. But I can't be there thinking about, oh, my God, why didn't that happen for me? Why didn't
mm-hmm.
I get that? And that's number one. And number two, I want to be 1% better today than I was yesterday. I don't always succeed, but I try. That's my goal each day. And this idea that if you don't think the way I do, I'm going to block you. I'm going to unfriend you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we everybody has a platform now. And when everyone has these platforms, and I want to go back to something, if I may,
sure.
about the Richard Skipper Celebrates. I came up with this idea because I was tired of all of the negativity that permeates the airwaves of what we see on television. Again,
mm-hmm.
let's go back to what I said earlier. I grew up watching those shows that celebrated each other. I mean, these great stars that would come on these shows, and it wasn't put down humor. There may be a jab here or there, but it was about celebrating who they were and their work and their authenticity. And when you look at the comedies that are on television now, all the comedies are no longer about the situation as much as it is put down humor. And
mm-hmm.
you look at all the reality shows that are on television, and the reality shows are all about one-upmanship. Someone has to be the best singer. Instead
mm-hmm.
of everybody celebrating all the singers that are on the show, someone has to be the best. All of these, my call, phone's ringing, but I'm not taking the call.
Okay.
But anyway, it's all about this upmanship that someone has to be the best. Well, why can't we all be the best? Why can't we celebrate each other and what everyone brings to the table?
I love it. It's true, because we're all the best at something. We all have our very special talents that we came to this earth with only. Only I have it. Only you have it. Only each person has that very special gift. So
and I have a lot of friends out there who are starstruck and star-driven, and I'm a little starstruck myself. But, and this comes, again, from a lifetime of living and getting to know a lot of the celebrities that are well-known and in this business. And one thing that I've learned, they're all people. They all have the same desires that you and I have. They all have the same ups that you have. They've suffered loss in their life. They've suffered, they've celebrated successes in their life. We're all in this together. And if I could just get that message across to everybody, it would be, you know, that's it. We have to celebrate each other. And our politics and, you know, and all of that, it's tearing us apart in this country.
Yeah,
and you know, and if you're sitting there and you're watching the news, and the president, or if you're, you know, or someone who is the president is attacking, or someone's attacking the president, and it's getting under your skin, turn it off and turn on some music, dance around the house, listen. You know, I go to a lot of cabaret shows. I'm very involved in the cabaret community in New York. I am out. If you take one night a week that you're going to go out and you're going to see a movie or a show, I always advocate seeing live entertainment. Go out and see something that's going to uplift you instead of bringing you down.
Yes.
And it's this constant barrage of negativity that we need to get away from. That's what's ripping this country apart right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Richard. So well said. We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask Richard a question or talk to him, you can call at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can call in now, and we'll be right back.
Who are you, and what are you here for? If you find yourself asking those questions of yourself or others on a regular basis, then you'll enjoy Maxability, Who Are You? What Are You Here For? By Jean Hess, author of Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Games. Visit jeanhess.com. That's JeanHess.com for more information, or order it on Amazon.
Greetings. My name is Linwood Jackson, Jr. A call has fallen from heaven's throne to us to reform our heart by engaging our thoughts and feelings in His Spirit's education. This report and its benefit I have illustrated in the book Perfecting and Reforming Personal Religion, available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let's learn of heaven's will for us together. Stay blessed.
Hey, it's Eileen Head, the Relationship Whisperer. What would it feel like going to bed at night knowing that your partner really loves you and gets you? What if you could have the relationship you always desired and know very specifically what you need from your partner and they from you? Check out the online Get Love the Way You Need video program on my website, eileenhead.com, and take the free personality quiz.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mary Mitchell, with special guest Richard Skipper talking about why it's so important to celebrate each other. Richard, everything you were just saying about celebrating each other, I love every bit of it. We don't hear enough of this. We don't hear enough about uplifting and celebrating each other. We, like you say, we fall prey to negativity. I don't even listen to the news, and I don't have regular TV, so I can stay away from that stuff, but that's not your typical person. So let's talk a little bit about the shows that you have prepared for this coming year. What's happening? What's the exciting Richard Skipper Celebrate?
Well, this past August, I arrived in New York, as I said earlier, on August 5th, 1979. And this past August 5th celebrated 40 years to the day, and I debuted a new show. At that time, it was called An Evening with Richard Skipper, From Conway to Broadway, my hometown being Conway, South Carolina. And and then I was lucky enough to take the show to my hometown of Conway, and I did it there. And I did it last for Urban Stages in December. And this Saturday, if any of your listeners happen to be in the New York area, or if you're flying into New York, I'm going to be doing it for the American Popular Song Society. The show will be at Green Room 42, which is at 10th Avenue and 42nd Street, New York. The American Popular Song Society used to be called the New York Sheet Music Society, and no one really knows what sheet music is anymore. Isn't that a shame?
That's really sad.
Because they get everything online now. So they realized a couple of years ago that they had to move forward, and they changed the name of the organization to the American Popular Song Society. They meet on the second Saturday of every month from October until December. I'm giving them a plug, until December. And there's always a wonderful program put together. And I normally close the season out every year. I've done it for the last 5 years with a big finale. And after I debuted my show in August, Linda Emile Burns, who is the president of the American Popular Song Society, asked me if I would bring the show to the American Popular Song Society, APSS. And I was thrilled that she asked me, and then she asked me if I would be available to do it in February, and it's just a couple of days before my birthday. So I thought that that would be appropriate. And I've changed the name now to now be The Magic of Believing, based on the book that made all this a possibility in the first place. The show is available for, if I can put out a cheap plug, to any of your listeners. I love to travel. It's a very, it's a one-man show, but with a musical director that travels with me. And I would love to bring it to your community, your group, anyone. Just find me on my website, richardskipper.com, and mention that you heard the show here, and we'll go from there. But I hope to bring the show to Los Angeles in the next few months. I've spoken to a couple of venues, and we'll see what we can do to make that happen. And I'm hoping, you know, if everything goes according to plan, I'm going to be launching, no competition, of course, because we're all in this to celebrate each other. I'm going to be starting my own podcast next week at some point.
How exciting. Awesome. Very nice. Very, very nice.
Thank
I love.
You,
oh,
you.
If you come
thank
to
you.
LA with your show, I can see you because I'm an hour from LA. So let me, you know.
Where exactly are you?
I'm in San Bernardino County.
Oh, okay.
And
I
like
love
I said, everything here in California is an hour from everywhere else. It's,
I know.
But it's always that way. No matter where you live, it's an hour.
I know.
But,
I know.
I
love California very much.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. So that's really great. So anything coming up later in the year that you'd like to talk about, or any new projects?
Well, I'm very busy with this. In addition to everything else that I do, if you believe it, can believe it, I also am a publicist, and I have about 9 clients right now that have shows here in New York, mostly in the cabaret field, and I'm busy with their shows and promoting them and getting their word out, and I love to write, and so I keep myself very busy.
Very good, Richard. Do you have any books there in the works?
I am thinking of putting this into a book form. I mean, that idea is mulling around in my head. I've been working on a book. I was very, very fortunate to be good friends with Carol Channing. And Carol and I were talking one day, and we're going back a few years, and I love, my favorite musical is Hello, Dolly, which, of course, is an uplifting show. So I started working on a project, and I was hoping that I would launch the book celebration of the 50th anniversary of Hello Dolly. But, you know, in 4 years, it's going to be the 60th anniversary. And there's still, because it's such an iconic show, and if I had published the book, there's so many levels and chapters that would never have made it to the book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to London in August to see Imelda Staunton do Dolly. I'm seeing it in Philadelphia in 2 weeks with Carolee Cremello. And it's just the gift that keeps on giving. It's a very popular show. There's a local high school that's doing it here. And I have a website devoted to that, callondolly.com. And go in and you'll be surprised at some of the actresses that you know and love that have done Dolly.
Oh, very nice. I'll add that to the show so that they can find that. So that's fantastic. So as Richard said, you can find him at richardskipper.com, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-K-I-P-P-E-R. You can check out his callondolly.com website, and you can also find Richard on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and he's there with his picture, a link to his website, and a link to this actual interview, which has been amazing, and I hope that you will pass it on because the replay will be available right after. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Richard, something that might be on your heart right now?
Well, going along with the message, I always, when I'm doing my live shows, I always end my show with this message: go out and do something nice for somebody else without expecting anything in return. That's my message that I want to put out to everybody. And I've been reading a lot about mindfulness and stoicism and the fact that, you know, I don't want to get morbid for a moment, but I'm going to get morbid for a moment, but it's not morbidity that I'm focusing on. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on how precious our lives are. You look at Kobe Bryant a couple of weeks ago, him and his daughter and the other people that were on that helicopter, getting up that morning, excitedly looking forward to a game that they were going to that afternoon, and just celebrating life and being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cut short. And that could happen with each and every one of us. Every single moment that we have is precious. So why spend that time putting out anything that's negative? You know, with social media and everything, we all feel that our voice has to be heard. But why keep adding to the fire with something negative? If something bothers your skin or something, hit the snooze button, hit the delete button, and move on to something a little bit more positive. You don't need to wallow in that and lie in that and be a part of that. We all need to just move on. And, you know, and be our own ambassadors for goodwill to every single person that we come in contact with. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that you worked in the World Trade Center. And I remember when 9/11 happened, and there was a woman who survived. She was on the Larry King show. And she said, he said to her, "You just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time." And she said, "No. I was exactly where I was supposed to be. I was living my life. I was providing for my family. I was going to my job. What happened should never have happened. But I was exactly where I was supposed to be at that moment."
Wow.
And there's no reason why Kobe Bryant and his daughter and those other people, and I'm sorry I don't have their names at the ready, should not have gotten on that helicopter to go out there. They were living their authentic selves. They were living their lives. And that is the message that I want to leave with everybody as we sign off, that just live your life to the fullest and take a deep breath before you are going to take that negative moment and put it out to the rest of the world.
Wow, wow. That's a beautiful message, Richard. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show. And
well, thank you
for
having me. I had a great time.
Oh, it was wonderful. And thank you all for listening. Make sure you pass this along. The replay will be available. And catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This is
Dare to be authentic talk radio worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.